Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We have Gary Birch in with us and Scotty McDuff, and they're representing the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jim. We thank you for having us today.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Jim.
I want to talk a little bit about, well, not just the cause of what you're doing, but you're doing a thank you coming up this Sunday, too. And we let's just mention that up front. You've gotten a lot of good support from a lot of folks for the work that you do, and you're going to do something this weekend to thank them back.
Yes, we're having a hot dogs in the park with baked beans and potato chips, and it's free and pop, and from 12 to 3 Sunday, and everybody's welcome to come.
And this is a free event?
It's free, yep.
It's just kind of a thank you.
Yes, sir. We're just trying to let the community know that we appreciate all the service, and even the prayers have been given to us, and all the help that we've had in being able to do our service in the Omaha and Des Moines. I'm sorry, the Omaha area of feeding the homeless. And we just wanted to say thank you back to the community. Wanted to say thank you, and also to bring awareness to the need of the communities.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about why you're thanking folks, because a lot of folks are going to be familiar with this, but some may not yet, and it's always good to reach out. But the Table of Mercy was born how long ago?
It's been about 5 years now. Well, 4 years, I guess. Okay. And we just started feeding. We started feeding on hot plates, and people started donating, and they bought us grills, and they gave us monthly support, and we just kept growing and growing, and we just thank the Lord for what we have.
The need to feed the homeless hasn't just started. It's been going on for a long, long time. How did you guys get involved?
When I was a kid, my grandma used to feed them. They used to come to the door, and they'd get off the trains, and they had a sign underneath the bridge, and they'd say, go to 3020 Logan, and they'd come over there, and she always fed them. And I was really young, though, and I didn't really comprehend it until later years. And we just started feeding, and it just grew and grew, and God's really been blessing us.
Yeah. So you personally got into it. It was a family thing then. Gary, how about you? Why'd you get involved?
I've gotten involved basically since last October. I was going through some stuff in my life that was just wasn't going anywhere. And I finally got to the point of being someone that was someone that would just live in the world and take from the world. I decided to turn my eyes to God, and it just put on my heart to go out there and do what Jesus said, to love the neighbor as you love yourself. And he gave a perfect example on being a servant, and he lived his life as a servant. So as I just committed my life to that calling to let God lead me, this is what it led to. And Scotty and Mel Bryles that lead the Table of Mercy, I offered, say, hey man, anything you guys need. And at first it just started out once a month. They had a church here doing Take It to the Streets in Omaha. And then they got this where they're feeding open mission on every Friday now, and I'm committed to that with them. And it is, it's growing leaps and bounds. It's a joy to go out and to serve people and just to be there, to one, to give hot food to, but also just to be able to be an ear and to give a hug and just tell them that we love them, because we're all in this together.
Is it grown a lot bigger than you thought it might be when it started? Did you have any ideas of what you were getting into when this first began?
No, it just kept growing and growing. And then we started going into the camps. And in the camps, they really rely on us. And we say we're going to be there at 10:30, and they're all there waiting for us. And then we'll go on to the next camp. And we take them in all their supplies that they need, and that they need tents or sleeping bags and whatever it takes to get them through the week. And they really become our friends.
And that's a key part of it, too. The easiest thing in the world to do is just walk by.
Sure.
Is just walk on by and keep going on with your life, and don't worry about other people's lives. But when you take the time and stop, I'm sure you found a lot of amazing stories. You may have had some preconceived notions about these types of people who are living homeless that probably got busted after you had a chance to sit and really get to know and visit with these folks.
Yes, and homelessness can happen to anybody. It could be your brother or sister, and we treat these people just like if they were our own kids, our own family, and they love us. When we drive down the street, they wave at us.
Yeah, it's, you know, and probably in all of our lives, we think about it, and maybe when we're traveling, we may not see it so much in our small communities here, but when we're traveling in through larger communities, we probably all have walked by folks like that at different times and never really took the time to get to know the story, had those preconceived notions in our head. Were you like that, Gary?
Well, I was raised a little bit with the notion that a man should be able to provide for himself or a family, but being walked through life now for 39 years, I've been in situations where my choices or life has come at me where that wasn't possible, or you have an illness. Some of these people we meet have a mental illness. Some of these people are coming back from war and they're distraught. So they turn to some things in life that I guess you would call the people that walk by would perceive as just given into the world, but they all have that need. And as you walk by these people and you meet these people, like you stated, you become personally aware of their need. And we're just trying to meet that need, because I've been one of those people. I've been homeless before, and it's not the easiest thing to go through. But if you have a support, and if you have a society that would back its people with love and affection, you'd be surprised how well this nation could heal.
Mm-hmm. Have you been amazed at how other folks have stepped up to the plate, whether it's donating a little bit of their time or donating supplies and things that you need to meet this effort? Because you've had a lot of help.
Yes, we have. God has brought us a lot of help. And every time we turn around, somebody's hooking on with us, and it just keeps going and going, and we're very thankful for it.
Of course, here we are in the warm weather months in summer, and it's been warm here lately, but we think about so much about how much the need is great during times of winter when it's cold, and they have all kinds of other needs for coats and gloves, things like that, but the need is now, too.
And yeah, and there's camps, and they stay out there all winter long. They don't go to the shelters, and they got barrels in their tents that are cut off halfway, and we give them hand saws and stuff, and they just live out there, and they've got plenty of clothes and blankets, and and we freeze just walking from our cars to their camp, and we're frozen to death, and they're living out there 24 hours a day.
The body's a funny thing. It can get used to what it can get used to a certain extent, but that doesn't mean you don't need some assistance once in a while. That's what it's all about. Are you still looking for folks to assist in different ways? Is that a constant need?
Yes, anybody is welcome to come help us, and Dee Brile handles the scheduling for the Fridays. And if there's any, like, small groups, like churches, like it's got the younger kids, we go to Taking the Streets first Saturday of the month, and we can set up a church group to go. And they're really polite. It's like a restaurant. I mean, they just come in, and we just serve them and wait on them hand and feet, and they love it.
I bet they do. I bet they really enjoy it, too. And they look forward to the visits, and they probably know you guys by your first names now.
Yep.
Yeah, when we show up to the camps, the lady Scotty was just describing, Dee Brile's, they just love her to death. They go up and call her mom and just give her a hug and just that affection. And they sense when it's genuine. These people are from the street, so they can see the stuff that the world is thrown at them, and then the people that would just do it just to be recognized. And that's okay if that's what this brings out of people, just that charitable this donation, that's fine. But in the end of the day, it's all about just showing that you love your neighbor as you love yourself, like Christ commanded us to do. And just getting out of your comfort zone and going out there and reaching the world, because there's, like I said, there's so much need. This world needs love. And right. Over the past few days, we can see that abundantly in our nation right now.
Yep, just a little kindness, be humble, and everybody's better off that way.
Sure.
Very good. This Sunday, you mentioned, noon to 3, and this is just, it's a hot dog feed.
Yes, it's at the park there, and I can't even think of the name of the park.
City Park?
Yeah, yes. Right here downtown, yeah, sure. Right across from Casey's.
Yep. And anybody can show up?
Anybody can show up, and we'll feed them.
And maybe some folks who aren't aware of the total scope of the effort, this is an opportunity for them to learn a little bit more. Now, I know you always need resources, and this is a free event. You're not asking folks to pay, but if they would like to make donations, is that a time to do it?
Yes, they could if they decide to. And whatever we bring in, we take no money for ourselves. As 100% of what we get goes to the homeless.
Goes into, I assume, food and
whatever we need to supply their needs.
And a lot of this stuff, some of the stuff's made from scratch, too.
Yes.
So it's not just the finished food items. You're buying the products you need to be able to produce these items for these folks.
Yep.
Yeah, from propane for the grills to water to foods we get. We have people on board throughout the city, but mainly just anything that could fill a need, we take in. We don't turn away anything. And like Scotty said, 100% goes to the people. We do not profit from this whatsoever. And I would like to mention that at the park, we're also going to have live music also. Mm. So
very good. Well, sounds like a good day then. Noon to 3. It's this Sunday, this coming Sunday. Hope you get a chance to get out and find out more. Enjoy a hot dog and a Coke. And if you want to donate, that's great. Learn a little bit more about what's going on with the Table of Mercy Breakfast Club. They always appreciate anything that you can do for them so that they can do for others. Guys, thanks so much for coming in, and appreciate everything you do.
Hey, thank you, Jim. God bless.
Thank you.